So here we have a nice mounted pair, a male and female, of the extinct passenger pigeon. We don't know the exact place where these birds were collected, but it was probably in the 1880s or 1890s. The passenger pigeon is maybe the most dramatic extinction story that we have in North America. As late as the 1870s, it was the most abundant bird in North America. It nested colonially in the northeastern deciduous forest. Nesting colonies were measured in square miles, sometimes tens of square miles. Estimates included up to billions of pigeons in a single nesting colony. They ate nut crops like beech nuts, acorns, hickory nuts, hyper-abundant bird. And we know from the archaeological record that that hyper-abundance extended way back into time, way before colonization of North America by Europeans and Africans. But a couple things happened that spelled doom for passenger pigeon. Maybe the single most important thing was the development of railroads in the 1860s, 70s, and 80s that for the first time linked the big cities on the eastern seaboard, Boston, New York, Philadelphia, Washington, with the wilder parts of the country, such as western Pennsylvania, Ohio, Illinois. What that railroad connection did, there were two things. One was it led to massive deforestation. So these huge tracts of forest were being cut, ruining the habitat of the passenger pigeon. And then the other thing is market hunters would hunt the passenger pigeons in huge numbers and pack the breasts of these pigeons. They only saved the breasts. They'd pack them in salt barrels, and they could get them to the major cities in the east within a day or two, packed in this salty brine. And there's a very interesting account from a railroad guy. He ran the station in Sheffield, Pennsylvania. And in September of 1876, he counted 770,000 passenger pigeon breasts packed in barrels, and then he gave up. He said, "All I know is I'm packing more than a million to go back to New York." So market hunting, deforestation, and by the time people realized the pigeon was getting rare in the 1890s, in essence, it was almost too late because the social behavior of these pigeons required they nest in big colonies. People were still hunting them, and a group of merely, say, 1,000 or 10,000 passenger pigeons didn't set up their nesting colonies properly. They needed to be in huge numbers. They couldn't adapt quickly enough, and the last passenger pigeon was the famous Martha, who died in 1914 in the Cincinnati Zoo. My name is David Stedman. I'm the curator of ornithology at the Florida Museum of Natural History.